Hey, it's me, Brian Warren, your guest host for today's Your Daily Lex.
Your Daily Lex.
Well, my pal Lex and I, we've been friends for quite some time. I guess many listeners of this podcast would know how we met, but I'll just go ahead and run through it real quick. We first met over the internet, and then at some point, I guess, gosh, it's probably about like 3 or 4 years ago, he started working at Amazon, which is a company I worked for at the time. It's this local retailer up here in the Northwest. It's called Amazon. They sell stuff. And so that's kind of how we got to know each other a little bit more, just through chatting on Slack all day and each of us trying to decide how soon we were going to quit Amazon, because neither of us were getting to the point where we loved it very much. So fast forward to, I guess, about a year and a half or so ago, where we decided to start doing a podcast together called Sorkin in It. I think that came from some posts on Mastodon about how great The West Wing was and how Casey would never watch it. I don't know. He's an animal. He's missing out, though, because it's a good show. We first did all the movies that Aaron Sorkin wrote and some of which he directed. Then we did, we went through all of The Newsroom. And then we just were almost wrapping up Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Not quite sure what we'll do next. I think it'll probably be not The West Wing, but Sports Night. Probably make our way through that. And then I'm not sure what's going to happen after that. Maybe we'll find someone else to focus our attention on. So let's see, what might you not know about me? I live up here in the Northwest with my wife and 3 kids, and we absolutely love it. We love living near mountains and water, but my wife and I, we've lived in a lot of different places. We've lived in pretty much every time zone the great United States has to offer, aside from Hawaii. In fact, about 20 years ago, we lived in Alaska. My wife was graduating college when we lived in Arkansas, another state that we've lived in. And she got this notice of a job posting up in Alaska to run a bed and breakfast. We thought, that sounds like fun. So we packed up and moved up there to this tiny town called Haines. It has this very much like a northern exposure kind of vibes. It's nestled right up against the mountains and water. There you go, the mountains and the water again. And it's just, it's this beautiful, but very tiny little town. And we lived there for an entire year. The little town, it had a brewery, it had a coffee roastery, it had didn't have like any fast food restaurants or movie theaters or anything, but it did have a little radio station. And I had a radio show, a weekly radio show, just playing music and reading out the news and the ferry schedules and the weather and that kind of stuff. It was this little NPR radio station. And one of the weird things that they had there at that radio station is you're not just reading out the news, but people could also phone in their what they call listener personals. And they were like the classified ads, but over the radio. So someone would say like that they're trying to get rid of some stuff and they're trying to sell it. And so that we'd read those listings. Others would be like little love notes people would leave for each other. Others would just be like, Jim Johnson, your book is in at the library. Come pick it up. Because some people lived off the grid and didn't have any phones or anything themselves. So they would just listen to the radio and figure out, I guess, what's going on. It's kind of wild. But since Alaska, we've lived in Colorado, in Philadelphia, and Seattle. That's where we live now, or just outside of Seattle. And we're done moving. At some point, every time we moved, we kept having babies. So when we moved to Philadelphia, we had a baby. When we moved to Seattle, we had a baby. And that was our third one. And so we said, you know what? I think it's time to stop. And so we did. So we're done moving. And I guess that means maybe it's time for me to stop this show. Tune in tomorrow for the next guest host, unless Lex posts this on Friday. And there will be nobody tomorrow. So have a great weekend.
Lex.